I'm here with Brittany Babikos, a senior institutional researcher on the UNM Gallup campus. UNMG has recently released an environmental scan in the Office of Institutional Research. Now, can you summarize a bit what we mean by an environmental scan?
Sure. So many people are confused by that term, but basically what it is it's a process of analyzing information and trends that may impact the mission and vision of an organization. So these trends include financial, sociological, demographic, economic, workforce, technological, and other trends. Basically, the goal of an environmental scan is to forecast changes in the external environment. So anything outside of UNM Gallup in this case, such as the country, the state, and local areas, and anything that will impact our organization. Then what we do is we get the information over to UNM Gallup leadership, staff, faculty, anybody in the community, and then we can inform our institutional decision-making based on some of this data.
So, in essence, is it a study of the current quality of work life, quality of student life, all of those conditions that may affect the success of the students, faculty, and staff on campus?
In a way, it's more external, so not necessarily what's happening on campus, and that's equally as important as the external piece. And I think most people look at the internal environment being some of what you mentioned. So student activities, faculty environment, staff environment, and all of those factors. The environmental scan is going to look more at current trends and projections. So for example, maybe you would look at the workforce and whether it's growing, whether it's shrinking, which areas might see some growth as far as industry is concerned. Things like that are going to be more of what's looked at in an environmental scan.
And with the analysis of the stats, the data, is it anticipated that the administration will look at this and then decide how that might affect future policy for the campus in particular?
Definitely. And this has been shared with the community, so it's open to the public, and our administration has copies, as well as our faculty and staff. They have available web-based copies as well as hard copies that they have access to. But as far as who can look at the information and what they're doing with it, that process has already begun. So I'm excited to say that our leadership team has been looking at the information, and I did get some feedback from them on how they would find use for this information, if you'd like me to share that with you.
Yes. I also want to mention to listeners that we'll put up the link for this UNMG environmental scan study that Brittany Babikos has done. And that'll be on our Facebook page, which you can find a link for at the top of kglp.org.
Thank you. Right now, one of the things that the leadership team is looking at is just different new programs, what kind of academic and technical programs that the community, as well as UNM Gallup, might be interested in adding. So one of the things that is important is looking at the industry projections and occupational growth outlook for potential new programs. So again, this is just exploratory. It's not anything set in stone, but thinking, what does the community want? And then surveying the community, asking local stakeholders, asking the campus, asking basically anybody in this area, what would you like to see? And then once that information was collected, I plotted it with state, national, and local workforce data to see, are these areas that people are interested in, are they projected to grow? Are they stable? Are they going to decrease? Because that does play a role in whether or not the program is actually viable. And of course, there's a bunch of other things that need to be looked at in addition to just whether or not people want the program and whether it's projected to grow. But this is some information that will be used when considering new programs. Some other things. It really helps us improve our services when we have this information. So many of our leadership positions and faculty and staff have mentioned that they like hearing feedback from the community because then they can go back and see, what is UNM Gallup doing that's good, and then strengthen those things, and then what needs to be modified or what can be improved upon in some way, and then going back and making small changes even. So really the environmental scan, you can look at big changes such as the inclusion of new programs, but you can also look at very small changes as well. For example, if you looked at the industry area in the health field, for example, and there was certain types of soft skills that were needed, that's a small thing that maybe faculty can incorporate into their syllabi to just add to the program. It's not anything major, but those little pieces of information really help us to strengthen and build those relationships with the community as well to make sure that we are producing the kind of graduates that they really need in the workforce. So little changes like that as well. One other thing that I thought was really great to hear from our academic chairs is that for faculty, when they're able to look at this information, it really helps them to see the bigger picture of what they're doing. So faculty work with students one-on-one or in the classroom, and sometimes what they're teaching may not necessarily be connected to the bigger picture as far as, you know, what's needed globally or what's needed nationally or what's needed in our area. And so this really helps them align what they're doing in the classroom with meeting the needs of the community and really giving back to the community. And I think that fosters and can strengthen the relationship that faculty have with students, as well as giving faculty job satisfaction, increasing their job satisfaction, knowing that connection exists between what happens in the classroom and what is being given back to the community.
Could one outcome of this study, if the administration looks at this, be to alter the rubric that is used by faculty in particular programs?
Definitely. It can definitely be used to modify, add, delete, any of the above. For rubrics or programs or our services. So it's fully open. This is the first time that UNM Gallup has conducted an environmental scan. So on the face of it, it's very exploratory. And I think there are a lot of possibilities as to how this document can be used.
And for our listeners who may have heard the word rubric before, it does apply to essentially an outline or a plan for how one is going to convey learning, in essence.
Correct.
With these analyses of these surveys, do you anticipate that the administration may be very interested in adding a new program down the road? For instance, right now, Construction Technologies does have some work on sustainable energy, solar, mm-hmm. et cetera. Could that be something, if people are interested in expanding that, be something that might end up being accelerated?
Definitely. There are a lot of possibilities for how this information is used. I can't speculate as far as what programs may or may not be added. But I can give you a list of the programs that people did say they were interested in, just the community members. And again, this document was recently published, so we're giving everyone a chance to kind of look over and really digest the information before basing any huge decisions on the information. But let me give you an idea of what the community thought. So some of the suggestions that were put forth were as far as occupations that people in the community would like to see. Lactation consultants, social services, social work, physical therapists, massage therapy, radiology technology, solar energy, paramedicine, transportation logistics, manufacturing, glass making, film, culinary arts. There's a whole bunch of programs that people would like to see. And I would like to point out that I'll go ahead and mention the top programs as far as the growth and supply-demand ratio projections, those being strong. Lactation consultants, speech therapists, pathologists, occupational therapists, social service, social work, and physical therapists. So you can see they're mostly in the health and allied health kind of fields.
So if the administration does look toward the future, that might mean an expansion of programs and perhaps an expansion of the nursing school, for example.
It would be great if we could meet the needs of the community. And again, as I mentioned before, this is a start. There are many, many, many things to consider when taking on a new program, faculty, being able to get people to teach the courses that are needed, having the student population for it. Certain programs require additional equipment that is more expensive, and you need funding for that. So again, these are just some of the programs that that we can expect to see their industry areas see some growth nationwide.
Brittany, do you anticipate, since this is going to be a public document, that other campuses such as Dene College or NTU might look over the document for ideas?
They may do that, and I really encourage that. We were very excited to be able to conduct this project. The purpose of it was specific to UNM Gallup, so other entities might not find it as helpful as we do, because it's centered around programs and students and some other external pieces of information that are more specific to UNM Gallup and our needs. It can be generalized to other institutions or other populations. I think there is a lot of information in this document that would be helpful for other institutions, and I hope that they are able to find use from this document.
Was this research project initiated on the UNM Gallup campus, or did the idea start percolating elsewhere, like on the main campus?
I am very proud to say that the idea started here at UNM Gallup.
And how did it start?
Well, it began with the CEO, Dr. James Malm, wanting some external information and asking the Institutional Research Office to collect that information by way of an environmental scan.
Just a reminder, a link to this study, the UNMG environmental scan, may be found at kglp.org. Just select the link for Facebook and you can get the link for the document there. You can also probably search for it on gallup.unm.edu/IR.
Yeah, it'll be there on the website.
Is there anything else that you might like to share with our listeners regarding the study, regarding the potential for the results of this research?
One thing I would like to say is that after looking at all of the demographic information, the sociological information in this area, I would like to just give a shout out to our students and say that they are very amazing. They have overcome so many challenges having to do with poverty, health issues, transportation, lack of broadband, so many different issues. So I think the students who come here, they do a great job overcoming their challenges and really putting forth the effort.
Could this study further encourage enhanced remedial education opportunities?
There was a lot of talk about remedial education throughout the environmental scan. So I hope that we can get some information on that that might spark innovation and different pilots that we might try out for remedial education. The state is pushing more towards kind of moving from the traditional remedial education model into more of something that is combined with other courses to try and reduce the number of remedial education courses that students take. So that's where the state's pushing. So I imagine most institutions will have to get on board with that.
And as I've talked about with other educators, ultimately the solution for this issue is to begin in early education and to ensure that students aren't quote-unquote left behind as they move through the coursework necessary to prepare for college or trade school.
Yes, and definitely a lot of participants of this project mentioned the challenges that they have to overcome in the secondary and early childhood education systems, and also coming from large areas that have large amounts of poverty and having to overcome those challenges.
So indirectly, this study may end up reinforcing some of the goals for educational institutions throughout the area.
I think so.
I've been speaking with Brittany Babakos. She conducted the research and wrote the report for the UNM Gallup Environmental Scan, which examines aspects of economic trends, technological development, student demographics, community input, and more. Anything else?
Yes, last one. I just want to say thank you to KGLP. They really helped us figure out the technology that we would need to have our interviews and focus groups. So getting a soundboard and microphones. So thank you to KGLP for really helping us with that. That contributed greatly to the quality of the interviews and focus groups.
And let's give a shout out to Trey Chavez of KGLP, who also was very instrumental in helping with this. Fair disclosure, you're related to Trey.
Yes, he's my brother.
All right. Yeah. Well, thank you again, Brittany.
Thank you.